Some breaks on me, I really need rest on me. Pops calling up every couple days, I'm smiling so we could think I'm straight. Why can't I tell the truth? Plain J. Cole back then with a clear and goal. Like it all made sense, I needed myself and nobody else. Okay, let's go. From our list, man, it's hard to complain. And I just been praying that when I get older, that I got some smile in me that can remain. My money is long, but I got some new wishes. I feel like as long as they got for my names, man, all I can wish is the mask that I wear and the faces below it is looking the same. Like, oh. In this fight, I can see it in your eyes. Like, oh, I made up my mind. I don't wanna waste no time. Yeah.
Money making while we're breaking, it's amazing. California, celebrated, we're berated. It's been faded, California. Amarillo, the hills are swarming. Bots performing, don't mistake it. You can break big till you get sick.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. This is an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM over the airwaves in the city of Pittsburgh, streaming online to the world up on WRCT.org. WRCT is supported by Rojas Cinema. Rojas Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and the adjoining bottle shop and vegan options. Rojas Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rojascinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges or other partnership opportunities. Let's get right to the music here. This is Maitana Roberts from her 2023 release, Coin Coin Chapter 5, Shake My Bones.
Who has a mother. a tower without the bells. You're a negative wishing well. Should've checked the stable door for the name of the sire and dam. You were always at the dog track with your brother and all his friends. Chalk lines around my body like the shoreline of a lake. Your laughter made me nervous. It made your body shake too hard. Now there's a lot of things that I'm gonna miss, like thunder down country and the way water drips. When you're running for the door in the rain, read the metro section, read the metro section. See my name. No, I didn't really wanna die. I only want to die in your eyes. Grant me one last wish. Life should mean a lot less than this. Grant me one last wish. Life should mean a lot less than this. Thank you.
That was Asma Hamzoui and Banat Timbuktu from their 2024 release. That was an interlude. Before that, Tribo Masahai from his 1972 release, Estrelando Embexidor. And going back to 1993, before that, some Japanese psych rock from Angels and Heavy Syrup. Albert Eiler, Ghosts, reaching all the way back to 67 before that. And that segment opened up with Silver Jews, How to Rent a Room from 1996. This is an Experiment with Time on WRCT. Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to those when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you. Right now, millions of kids up to the age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels may vary by state. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor visits, and dental visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. For more information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. That's insurekidsnow.gov. All Things Folk is dedicated to traditional and contemporary folk music, acoustic, blues, and Americana covering North America. Tune in Sundays, 2 to 5 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. 8 miles High, and when you touch down, you'll find that it's stranger than you known. Tune in to 8 miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Looking to expand your horizons? In the mood for something obscure, weird? Tune in to Audible Sounds Thursdays at 4 p.m. for all the latest experimental music from around the world and discover the strangest genre you didn't know you loved. Let's get back to the experiment here. This is Can, live from Paris, 1973.
tormento, maldito pensamento, tolgo o rosto divino. Seguiu a turbilhão, fez dela seu guia norte. Seguiu a turbilhão, fez dela seu guia norte. E na conquista do pão, vai lá que vai do rincão, o filho negro da sorte. Vista do pão, vai lá que vai de rondão, o trilho negro da sorte. Todos a viam passar nessas ruas de Lisboa. Todos a viam passar nessas ruas de Lisboa.
Never seen. tell everybody this is your song. It may seem quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind what I put down in words. How wonderful life is while you're in the world. Thank you.
Yeah, classic of avant-garde jazz from Sonny Sherrick, Black Woman. Before that, a really great cover of Your Song by Leo Nocentelli of the Meters. Adelina Fernandez from a compilation called Your Kisses Are Like Roses, 1914 to 1936 Fado recordings. And Micaiah McRaven from his 2018 release Universal Beatings. The track was Prosperity Sphere. You're listening to Experiment with Time on WRCT. Check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org. Let's get back to the music here. This is Exploding Star Orchestra, Impression Number 1.
kelenye marabana kashimae sayama njugu kundore
Oh,
Mikhail Urbaniak group, Crazy Girl from 1971. Solid jazz out of Poland. Thanks for tuning in. This has been an Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. This show airs every Saturday night at midnight. Have a great night, folks. Take care of yourselves.
Particular place to go. Riding along in my
WRCT Pittsburgh. Music for people on the go.
I to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere. And she leaned and whispered in my ear.
When it rains, it pours, and it's just getting worse and worse for Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate, J.D. Vance. I told you yesterday how in the previous 10 days, he lost 9 points of favorability with the American public, effectively losing 1 point of favorability every single day. And we have more unearthed videos. These aren't leaks. These are videos that are public, but they got very little attention when he did a lot of these interviews. And they are very, very bad. Once again, revitalizing the question, can this guy survive? Can he possibly stay on as Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate? In this first video, J.D. Vance, doubling down on the people without kids thing, says that people without children are sociopathic, psychotic, and also deranged. I don't think this will bring you any new votes.
Right, there's just these basic cadences of life that I think are really powerful and really, really valuable when you have kids in your life. And the fact that so many people, especially in America's leadership class, just don't have that in their lives, you know, I worry that it makes people more sociopathic and ultimately our whole country a little bit less less mentally stable. And of course, you talk about going on Twitter. Final point I'll make is, You go on Twitter and almost always the people who are most deranged and most psychotic are people who don't have kids at home.
So this is all so crazy. Now, I can tell you as a dad that sometimes I think being a dad is what's making me lose my mind, not the opposite. But he's making the opposite argument here. But from a political strategy standpoint, like whatever your opinion is about his particular comments, who do you attract by attacking those without children? Especially since at the end of the day, even if you don't have children, you're someone's kid. And thanks to someone's decision, implicit or explicit, to have a kid, you exist. So it's just a very, very strange approach. And, you know, when every time these videos come out, there will be someone from the Trump campaign or a spokesperson for J.D. Vance or whatever who will say, oh, you know, there's missing context there. And the comments are being distorted in some material way. You know, check out the entire interviews if you can sit through these things. Sometimes they're 15 minutes, sometimes they're much longer. It doesn't seem to me like there's any missing context at all. Now, here's another one in which J.D. Vance says that he and Trump will go to war against the childless. Again, who is going to hear this and say, I wasn't voting for J.D. Vance and Trump, but after hearing this, now I am? Really hard to imagine. And we'll listen to a little more of this just to give you the context that some claim is missing.
The best way to invest in it is to ensure the next generation actually exists. So I think sending those signals via policy, but the cultural messaging of politicians is important. I also think, just to be a little stark about this, I think we have to go to war against the anti-child ideology that exists. Uh-oh. In our country. Mm-hmm. A few weeks ago, no, Twitter is not real life. But I forget even what caused it, but there was this ridiculous effort by millennial feminist writers to talk about –